Well, good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well today. Recently, I was reading a morning devotional, which subject was prayer. Now, prayer is a common theme of many devotionals. However, the author of this particular devotional made a very insightful statement that really touched me. This is what he said, quote, "I often think that I've got the solution to life's struggles, and in my prayers, I try to convince God to see it my way." Again, I try to convince God to see it my way. Friends, I can really identify with that statement. There have been many occasions in my life where I was faced with some kind of problem or dilemma. I thought back to the many instances I have prayed in a manner that was trying to sway God to agree with my solution to the problem. I was trying to convince God. Now, I may not have said it in those words, but the intent was there nevertheless. I'll bet some of you can also identify with that situation. We, as Christians, brethren, rightly pray to God about our problems. God is our Father, and He wants to have a close, personal relationship with His children. God wants to know about the problems going on in our lives. God the Father wants His children to communicate with Him about problems, dilemmas, issues that we are facing. But how many times have you, during our prayer lives, tried to get God to see the solution to the problem the way we see it? But brethren, remember, in the Lord's Prayer we pray, "Thy, your will be done." His will be done, not my will. Friends, as human beings, our logic is often flawed. Our knowledge of a situation is always incomplete. Our information is often very limited. Brethren, praying for God's will to be done involves faith, it involves trust, conviction, and confidence that God truly does know best. Now, back in the 50s, for those of you who are old enough to remember, there was an old TV show starring Robert Young entitled Father Knows Best. Now, I'll go on record saying I don't think the character Robert Young portrayed on Father Knows Best always knew the best. But I am saying this for sure, that God the Father does know best. Brethren, let us all strive to let go of our flawed self-assurance that we hold on to at times so stubbornly. Friends, God, who is the creator and sustainer of the entire universe, certainly has a better handle on what is best for us. Remember, it is God's way, not our way. Amen.